those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, my guest today is going to be a reoccurring pattern. Ivy Hollenrake, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, David. Thank you.
And you are a retired nurse now.
Yes, just recently retired.
And so for now, for the foreseeable future, the first Monday of every month, we're going to be doing a program with you, and your moniker will be Ask a Nurse.
Okay, David.
Well, that was your idea. I said, let's put it on air. Fairbanks, she's looking at me with eyes like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I want to kill you. But that's been, well, you've looked at me all my life.
I think since second grade, right?
Yeah. She, Ivy is a very, very dear close friend. She recently retired after how many years at
32 years at the hospital, Fairbanks Memorial, and 40 years as a nurse.
There you go. So your bona fides are long and deep and good.
That's right.
So, 32 years at the hospital, where'd you start out there at?
Well, funny story, actually, 40-something years ago, 45, 50 years ago, whatever, I worked in housekeeping there. That's where I actually started out in 1979. I worked there in housekeeping. I was pregnant with my first son, and I thought, I was kind of deciding that I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life and watched what the nurses were doing and kind of decided I wanted to become a nurse. So that's where I actually started there.
Okay.
And then came back after, got my degree in New Jersey and worked quite a few years out there. Got back home in 93 at the hospital. My background is open heart nursing. I did flight nursing. I did ER, ICU.
Critical care,
yeah. And then my final quite a few years was in cardiac rehab and cardiology.
You were seeing all my friends.
Yes, I've seen a lot of Fairbanks there.
Yeah, when you have an issue, you're going to see Ivy Hollenrake. And you retired, and you thought to yourself, you have a lot of educational knowledge that you can give and give advice for.
I think I've been kind of pondering what I want to do in this retirement phase. First of all, I just want to breathe and enjoy my family and my grandkids. But I also still feel a lot of passion for my nursing and my background, and I just want to help people. I run into a lot of older patients that are struggling with their medications or struggling with their doctor bill, or they don't understand what the doctor said at their appointment. So I've been pondering, how can I advocate for them or facilitate their learning or understanding, and or even just understanding their medications so that they can maximize their health. And I haven't found an avenue yet to explore that, but I figure God will show me the way.
Well, you're on the radio now. There's part of the way.
I'm not sure how this... Yeah, we probably had a couple glasses of wine, right?
I think it was Slammers. Yeah. She blew it. She said she was looking at something. I said, let's do it. Put you on the air. So here we are. And since she's walked through the door, she's wanted to kick my backside. That's just the way it is. But anyway, here's something for you, as we've discussed. Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled a hamstring. I've had a reoccurring hamstring issue for about the last decade. The right hamstring, for whatever reason, will just go foul on me. you know, get a flat tire, so to speak. So in a maintenance world, you know, I was on the treadmill at Planet Fitness and started out at, you know, an hour. I get on there for an hour three times a week. And I started out at 3 miles per hour. I'm not running. And then after 5 minutes, I go up a mile per hour, a tenth of a mile per hour, rather. And I get up to about 3.5 to 3.7 miles per hour. And I was up at 3.7 miles per hour at about the 40-minute mark, and boom, there it went. I was like, are you kidding me? How do you, is there like, you know, should I have more water? Should I stretch out more? You know, what is it about my right hamstring that is wimpy? Come on.
All right, well, you're asking a cardiac nurse this.
I know that, but don't shoot the horse.
Okay, all right. Well, one thing is looks like you do a gradual warm-up, which is good, but make sure you're doing stretches as well. Mm-hmm. What we used to have with our heart patients in cardiac rehab, we'd have them actually do a low-level exercise for 5 or 10 minutes, and then the ideal is then stop and then do some gentle stretching, and they're stretching those hamstrings forward and backwards, and so that they're getting loosened up, but they're doing it when they're already warmed up. And then you do your workout and then do your cool down. Beyond that, you might just have a weak
right hamstring.
Right. So it's vulnerable, just like sometimes we've had a previous injury and that area stays vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Add to that then always good hydration. This is a desert climate here, so we get dry. So and people don't realize how much they can be dehydrated. So adding, you know, hydrating well, and proper nutrition. We can't fight off, we can't heal if we don't have good nutrition. So the balanced meal, you know, and everyone I think knows that when you're trying to decrease your fats, increase your fruits and vegetables, and grains, and so trying to get a good balanced diet. And weight has a big issue too. So most of the time when we start gaining weight as we get a little bit older, that's kind of insidious, and it puts more stress on your ligaments, your new joints, your back, your knees, your heart, everything. And so it starts to take a toll. So the best you can is managing your weight. I always talk to my patients, even if you aren't successful in losing weight, make a goal not to gain anymore. So, you know, being aware of it, getting on the scale regularly, and keeping track and maintaining what you have. As we get older, we have to eat a little bit less, move a little bit more. And so if you stay on top of it, at least you won't, you know, add any more weight to your issue and your joints and everything else.
You know, what I've, this upon self-examination, you said, you know, stretch out. And for about the last 2.5 weeks, I've not done my beginning morning Tai Chi workout, which is a good breathing, stretching, you know, and I just haven't done that. So my warm up is just, you know, getting on there and going 3 miles per hour. And then my warm down is, you know, coming down and everything. And probably hydration, I've never been a person of, you know, consuming copious amounts of water. So that's a good idea. But, you know, the Ben Gay still smells like Ben Gay. I did not put on any atomic bomb, had some Ben Gay, and put that on yesterday. And it's feeling a lot better. It's feeling a lot better. So probably Tuesday or what, tomorrow or Wednesday, I'll, you know, see. Tomorrow I will do the morning Tai Chi. And what I like about it is I'm not a big workout. And I, you know, I like Planet Fitness because there it's a no embarrassment zone for me. Mm-hmm. And with the Tai Chi, it's on the TV, YouTube it, pull it up, there it is. And it's just real easy. And you don't have to try and be perfect. You just have to try it. So I like that aspect of it.
That sounds like a good plan. And I definitely don't go too far without remembering to maintain that Tai Chi with the stretching. That as we get older, we really, really, really need to incorporate stretching in our life. Everything tightens up and stiffens up, and if we don't stretch it and move it, it's a lot more likely to be injured.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio with me, and her moniker is Ask a Nurse, and we'll be back after this.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Dearest Mother, I am writing you this letter from Brewster's. I recently was asked to go to a hockey game. It was told to me that before every game, there is a place where the spirit of camaraderie flows as freely as the ale. It is, of course, Brewster's. I decided to order one of my favorites, the award-winning handcrafted half-pound burger. Mother, I could eat one of those burgers for every meal and never tire of them. My new friends call going to Brewster's before the game pre-gaming. I will be doing this often. Your beloved son, Henry.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday offer is from Great Harvest Bread Company. They offer a full menu from breakfast sandwiches, soups and sandwiches, fresh salads, fresh baked breads, cookies, scones, muffins, and giant cinnamon rolls, just to name a few items. They grind their own flour daily. It just doesn't get fresher than that. If you're short on time, just swing by the drive-thru. Ask about catering for your holiday events, too. Great Harvest Bread Company on Airport Way at Wilbur.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 27. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 13. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 23. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio with me. It's a Ask a Nurse segment now, the first Monday of every month. This is our beginning one. What do you think of the purple padded room? Come on.
It's unique.
Yeah.
At least I'm not in a straitjacket.
Yet. We haven't even got to the halfway part yet. And I got nice North Korean equipment here. Nothing's broken or fallen apart yet, but that's always available for us. What the heck? You know, I went into, for a number of years, I did not have a doctor. My doctor, Dr. Rebar, passed in 1992-94, and you know, why go to a doctor if you don't need a doctor? But a friend of mine talked me into getting a doctor again, and I do. I go and see Dr. Cola once a year. There's a very fantastic gentleman, and he brought me through the dietary plan. He asked me, you know, what do you want to do? You know, I said, oh, I want to live to be about 83-85 years old, and you know, because me and my dad were competitive and he lived to be 83, so I want to outlive him. So we immediately, and I've broken it and I've gotten back on it now, but looking at diet, he said, basically, when you're eating, 50% of what you eat should be of fruits and vegetables, greens and stuff like that. And then a 25% protein and 25%, you know, other items that are good for you, starches and things. And so what do you recommend a person do that just came to your, you know, heart unit? When they get there, they're behind the curve.
Yeah, that's a difficult time when they come in after having a heart event. And I call it, we always call it a heart event because it could be any multitude of things that went wrong with their heart that brought them to see us in there. And so it's just a really big reflection, stepping back and saying, look, what am I actually putting in my mouth? And so it's a continuum. You can look at a continuum of nutrition where you can have that, probably according to Dr. Rand, it would be a vegan diet, which is a really difficult for 99.9% of us to think of following that kind of a diet to someone who eats fast food every day. So if you, everywhere, every step you take on that continuum from the fast foods to the next direction is going to be a benefit for you. So it's you're thinking from that. We tried not to have them make, to be feel forced to make huge changes because it won't be successful. It'll be too difficult and they'll keep giving up. So it's kind of baby steps. Take a little bit at a time and start reflecting on what you're eating. And one is looking at, well, as David mentioned, with kind of balancing that out when you have control of your diet at home. And the biggest thing is having control of your diet at home. A lot of people eat out and or eat processed foods. And the more processed foods tend to have a lot higher calories and a lot more salt and sugar. Eating out easily has double the calories, double the salt, double the fat, double the as if you cook that same meal at home. They want it to be enticing and taste good, so they put a lot of extra stuff in that we normally wouldn't. And so it's your when you eat out regularly, you're getting, even though you don't maybe realize it, you're getting larger portions and double the calories and double the salt and fat. So it's easy, it's more likely to gain weight eating out regularly. And as our generations have changed, we used to eat home always, and now more and more people, busy lives, they eat out regularly. Or when they're really busy, they do a quick fast food, processed food, packaged food, something at home, or get something ordered in from Uber or whatever, and there they are, so they're still getting all those extra calories. And so it's being mindful of actually what you're putting in your mouth. So that's the first step, is just kind of looking at how often do you eat out, how often do you eat processed food. The bottom line, I say, is really if you can eliminate processed food in your life and cook whole foods and minimize your eating out. Eating out's fun because you don't have to cook and you kind of can make it a fun.
And it's social.
And social. So, but decrease those times and then make think about your choices when you do eat out. And I think Dr. Akola had said something about eat half of what you would normally eat. Try starting cutting back at least. And that's the first step is, you know, don't deprive yourself of the foods, but eat half of it. You know, start somewhere where you make smaller concessions and then keep moving from there on that continuum, making better choices. Weigh regularly. It's not meant to be a punishment, but it's meant to be awareness.
Yeah. Are you following your goal?
Yeah, exactly. And are you just ignoring, gosh, I did this and this and this, and oh, I'll just wait till my pants don't fit. And then, you know, but then it's so late. It's a lot easier not to gain than it is to lose.
Yeah.
So you, to lose a pound, you have to have a calorie deficit of 3,500 calories. That is a lot. And it's hard to deprive yourself that much in a day or a week. But if you can maintain it and not gain, that's a first start. Then you start being more mindful of what's going in. When you get on the scale and you start seeing it creep up, okay, why is it? What have I been doing? I've been snacking more. I've been eating out more. I'm getting seconds more. You know, and just start being mindful what goes in and how does it reflect on the scale. And that's a first step. It's a journey. And it's you can't do it all at once or it's too frustrating to give up.
You know, I started making once a week a very good healthy soup, and that lasts, you know, that you can have about 2 to 3 other meals out of later on, and that's worked out a lot. I enjoy that. So then I have my Fairbanks Foodie Show, and I'm always putting in, you know, different types of recipes, and they're good and bad.
Yeah.
And ugly. Sort of like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Well, another aspect of that is make food a journey, an enjoyable journey. So I like to, I grew up on a farm here in Corella's Corner. We were always, and I had lots of siblings. So we ate fast. We ate a lot, as much as we could, and ate fast before it was gone because we did a lot of work. Then I became an ICU nurse, and guess what? You eat fast really on the, you know, hurry between your what little break you'd get. So I had a terrible habit of eating way too fast. So it's first of all is practicing slowing yourself down and then savoring every bite and enjoy it. Pick something that you do like, but eat it slowly. Maybe less of it, but eat it slow so that you're enjoying every bite. You know, make that mindful that you're enjoying that bite. The next step I do is I try to make food look attractive because you have your appetite through your eyes as well. So you've got something that looks attractive that pleases you, and then you eat it slowly and you savor those tastes. And it's just retraining you to make it an enjoyable journey versus just scarfing it down. And then, you know, after you're done, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they ate the whole thing.
You know, I try and explain to people in my food classes that, or my barbecue classes I put on, that taste is 50% visual. If it looks good, it's going to taste good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, know, absolutely so. Agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So just one of those things. You ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Ivy Hollenrake, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hi, I just wondered, what is your thoughts about fasting?
So, Randy, that's interesting. And for a while ago, it was we encouraged our patients not to fast because sometimes their body becomes a little, they kind of go into dormancy mode. But I've been reading a lot more. There's a lot more literature now that intermittent fasting can be very beneficial, and it helps to reset your system and utilize, pull off some of the old the toxins and stuff. And so intermittent fasting has actually become, there's a lot of good literature on it that it can be very positive. Also, if you're especially in your kind of weight loss mode is trying to keep your meals, your food intake contained to the 8-hour stretch or a 6-hour, depending on how disciplined you are, and then fasting the rest. And there's a lot of good literature that says that it can be very positive.
So the 8-hour thing, that would be a sort of like a daily fast for like 14 hours or something? And do you have any schedule for any long-term fast, like where you go 24 hours without eating, or is that unnecessary? Or what do you think?
There's not as much positive research that I've read for going for like 24 hours, but period. I mean, I do know people do that successfully, and it takes a lot of discipline to do that. I think on the long term, it might be difficult to do that. But I think that 6 to 8 hour meal time and fasting the rest of the time can be very positive, especially if you're trying to look at resetting your metabolism and
say you only eat from either 8 to 4 or 10 to 6,
something like that. Yeah, so that's the 8 hour, and then some that are really, really trying to lose, they might do it a 6 hour. So whatever that 6 hours of your eating time.
Randy, thank you very much for the phone call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and getting an established eating habit that isn't a bad one. You know, Dr. Cola said, don't eat after 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
You know, so good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, that's the first step, yeah, is especially that nighttime eating, that nighttime snacking. That mm-hmm. I think that gets most of us. It's really, really difficult.
Yeah.
And trying to discipline yourself enough to, that's just taking it in baby steps, and those little things, that's the first really good first step to take.
True. Well, it's and it's never over.
No.
It's never over. And as you get older, you have to adjust your body. Like, you know, I don't burn the calories like I used to, so I just can't have that massive amount of food like I used to have and just burn it off.
That is correct. And that's what is insidious, and a lot of us don't quite get as we're going to. If we keep doing what we're doing and eating how we're eating as we age, we will gain weight. Because our metabolism does slow down. We do slow down. And I can tell you, as people age and you've got the older population that have a lot more weight on, they start developing a lot more physical problems, and they start having a lot more difficulty managing ambulation. They start developing other health problems. So if we can try to think more prevention early on versus getting to that point and then trying to backtrack, which is difficult.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Ivy Corella Hollenrake in the studio. It's still hard for me to call her Hollenrake, but I can adjust. And we'll be back after some unique bumper music. I have no idea what this is. Some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather. We'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Lawmakers still not passing a spending bill yet in the Senate that would reopen and fund the government. The shutdown now hitting day 34. House Speaker Mike Johnson speaking on Capitol Hill, criticizing Democrats.
The fact is very simple. Republicans are refusing to accept the Democrats' outrageous demands.
Well, Democrats want Republicans to guarantee subsidies in the Affordable Care Act. Republicans want to reopen the government and then negotiate health care. Hamas has returned the remains of Omar Nutra, U.S. citizen captured and held by Hamas in Gaza. His family delivering a statement in Israel with his mother, Uma.
After more than 2 years of anguish and uncertainty, our beloved son, Captain Omar Maxim Nutra, has finally been returned to us.
The remains of two other hostages also returned to Israel. Israel released the bodies of 45 Palestinians. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports three people died in a single vehicle crash Saturday morning on the road that connects the Portage Glacier and Whittier areas to the Seward Highway, Anchorage police said. Officers and the Girdwood Fire Department responded shortly after 9:15 a.m. Saturday to a report of a crash on the Portage Glacier Road. Emergency responders found one man and two women dead inside the vehicle, police said. Police are investigating the crash and said the identities of the three who died will be released once next of kin have been notified. The crash temporarily closed the road for several hours on Saturday. And finally, one man who was rescued after falling through the ice near Kotzebue Saturday has died, according to Alaska State Troopers. 46-year-old Elmer Brown of Kotzebue died hours after he was rescued and taken to the local health clinic, troopers said. Crews are continuing to search for the man who was still missing, while a third man safely made it to shore after all three men fell through the ice Saturday morning, according to troopers.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Golden Heart City, get ready to pump up the kids. This holiday season, Last Frontier Media Active is proud to carry on a local legacy, the Adopt a Family program, started by Love Inc. way back in 1995. And we're keeping the tradition with help from Napa Auto Care Group, Lotto Alaska, Kumon, and Samart Automotive. You can help families right here in our community by providing toys, clothes, and holiday essentials that make a real difference. This holiday season, we will continue the tradition of connecting families in need with generous adopters like you. Starting November 10th, tune in to learn how to adopt a family or donate. Let's keep the spirit alive, because together we can make this holiday season shine brighter than ever. Pump up the kids, adopt a family, because every family deserves to feel the magic of the holidays.
A special thank you goes to Lotto Alaska and the members of the Napa Auto Care Group, like Frontline Automotive, Gabe's Truck and Auto,
plus Kumon and Samard Automotive. Go to KFARradio.com for all the details.
You can plan on it every day. You're either building something or you're repairing and adjusting stuff around the house. The list is long, from squeaking hinges to the annoying kitchen cabinet that refuses to stay shut. Well, there's always something, right? Sticky doors to the occasional wiring job and everything in between. You need tools, and Century Hardware has your back with the hand tools, power tools, and the largest selection of fasteners in the interior. Open every day. Century Hardware. What you need right now.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Okay, let's look at this in a systematic way. I just hit 30. What is my body telling me?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not 20 anymore. I don't bounce like I used to. I need to stretch and be more careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, most people still think they're bulletproof at 30, so they're not going to really look at too much. It's just, it does all catch up with you in time. So yes, it's being more careful with your body, doing your warm-ups, eating, learning to eat healthier and take care of yourself. Maintain the great health that you have. We need to start looking when we're younger, because by the time we get older, it's sometimes a little bit too late to reverse a lot or back up.
Yeah. Have you looked at vitamins, you know, what a person should take? Or
there is a lot of controversy about vitamins. I think one of the articles I read was, Americans have really expensive pee. It's like, because they pee out most of the vitamins. We don't really absorb a lot of them. We get all this hype and we spend all this money, and most of it doesn't do anything. We just pee it all out. So I don't know. There's a lot of controversy.
You're making me feel good about all those vitamins my mom pumped into me as a kid.
Well, there's a lot of controversy. It's like, you know, there's a lot of looking at how they're processed. A lot of the processing seems to bind the vitamins so that they're not really absorbable. There's a lot of information to try to find the ones that are more bioavailable so that you can absorb them. Obviously, the bottom line is to try to eat whole foods that's going to get you those nutrients and vitamins. That's the best. But we do live in Alaska, and we don't always have available of the your most nutrient-rich vegetables and fruits and stuff. So that a lot of times we do need to take some supplements. But trying to find some, that's a difficult one.
What are some of the better nutrient-rich vegetables and fruits that we can have?
Colors. Get the different colors. So you're looking at every different color of fruits and vegetables have some different qualities of vitamins, mm-hmm. minerals, and nutrients in them. So that the more variety, we say eat the rainbow but not Skittles, you know, the more variety you get in there of mm-hmm. colors, you get the best chance of eating the different nutrients, getting the different things that we need.
So let me get this straight. Oh, I'm a happy guy right now. In my Fairbanks foodie, I'm going to talk about the steak salad out at the Pump House, because it has a variety of different greens in it. It also has apples, you know, onions, steak cooked the way you want it, and you can have the salad dressing on the side.
So. And what other kind of vegetables are in it?
Tomatoes, you know. So if you have cucumbers.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
And you have your mixed greens, your dark leafy greens in there. Yeah. So trying to get those vegetables in is really important because it's really difficult up here in keeping the fresh. And so the more you work at having that as part of your diet, and just like you said, that percentage should be a high percentage of your diet is the fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, and I enjoy cooking chicken breasts and this, you know, not eating them all, but, you know, having them later. I don't reheat them. I just have a chicken breast by itself and as a nice quick meal. So it's, you know, pretty plain and simple, mm-hmm. and it's not filled with different contaminants, as I'd call it.
Yeah. So I do the same thing, and what I'll do is I'll cook up ahead, and then I freeze them in packages mm-hmm. so I can pull it out for a healthy soup like you talked about. You can make really low-calorie healthy soups with just stuff them with vegetables, take out some of the chicken you pre-cooked that was frozen and cut it up and put it in there. And just the more fruits, the more vegetables in there, the better. And you can use your low-sodium chicken broth if you didn't have time to make your own. But and it's going to make a wonderful, low-calorie, healthy meal, and it fills you up. It's nice. It's nice, especially when you're tired. You've been working all day, and you're tempted to go out and eat. But you can supplement. Have a lot of those meals with a lower calorie.
Yeah, I'm going to be making up a mushroom stock that I'll be giving on my Fairbanks Foodie Show, and you know they got cremini mushrooms in there, dried shiitake, onion, garlic cloves, some soy sauce for the salt, but they always say when you're cooking anything and you're using a pre-made stock or broth, get as low salt as you can, because you can always add salt in and salt it to what you want.
I would totally agree with that. And that's what I really appreciate Costco. When I don't have time to cook down my own bones and make my own bone broth, Costco with their chicken broth is very low sodium. And then they have the bone broth that's no sodium in that. And I usually use one of each in my soup stock when I'm making a chicken soup. And then, like you said, you put your seasonings in. And the more wonderful seasonings you put in there, the less you're going to miss the sodium. But then you can add a little bit for flavor.
Yeah. And, the salt is made to enhance flavor, or remove moisture on your meats.
Well, and I will tell you, over the years that are with the commercial foods has gotten more and more salt and more salt in our foods, after a while your taste buds become kind of numb to the salt.
Yeah,
and then you need more to get that zing from the salt. And it's kind of out of control. Not everybody is affected by salt, but a lot of people with high blood pressure or heart failure or heart disease are going to be affected by that high salt, and it's going to take a toll. And when you try to cut it out, everything tastes terrible. But our taste buds, we do renew our taste buds, and they do reset, but it takes about 2 to 3 months sticking with a lower sodium diet where you start to actually taste the other parts of the food and taste it and not crave so much of that salt. And then when you go eat something you used to eat, you're thinking, oh my goodness, it's so much salt. I can't believe I used to eat that. And I used to add salt to it.
I know. And we used to add like Morton's table salt, you know, not the best salt that, you know, it's basically iodine, you know, it's a bad stuff that they harvest. Oh my goodness. My goodness. So you worked at the hospital as a nurse for 32 years. Tell us about the different portions that are available to people at the hospital besides your unit and ICU.
So the goal of the hospital is to furnish all of our, between the hospital and the clinics that we're, the goal is to have every service available to our community so that we don't have to leave the community to get care and to get good quality care.
Mm-hmm.
So the hospital spends a lot of time on recruiting, even if it's not with our hospital and our clinics. We've facilitated recruiting other clinics to get to help them get their providers, because we want to have every service available here so we can keep our community home and give them the best of care. So you've got, I mean, it's the hospital is pretty huge. Obviously, you've got the surgery.
Largest employer in the borough. Except for a military organization or a university.
And, you know, the cool thing about the hospitals is our community owns that hospital.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people know the history of it, but we had St. Joseph's Hospital was run by the Sisters of Providence, and they initially was our care for a lot of years until after 1967, the flood hit, damaged the building so much that for multiple reasons.
They had to get out of the business.
They said, we're leaving. We can't maintain this anymore, which would have left Fairbanks without a hospital. So amazing people in our community started rallying the community to raise money.
Harry Porter.
He was one of the driving, that's why they call the cardiology clinic the Porter Heart Center. Drove, and they funded, raised money to build Fairbanks Memorial Hospital.
Ready for a phone call?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Ivy Hollenrank, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey. Hi. I went through the clinic when you were there.
I recognize your voice.
And I learned a lot. I had an artery ready to blow, and they sent me to Anchorage to have it fixed. I came back, and I had to take their classes, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm not interested.
Typical guy.
And let me tell you, the people there are off the chart. They are the fabulous, the whole group of them. Mary, I'm probably dating myself way back, but Mary, all of them, Ivy, they were a blessing and a half. And this community doesn't realize how great these people are.
Until you need them.
Until you need them. And let me tell you, they fought with me daily about what I ate, what I did. Slow down on the treadmill. Sit down before you take your blood pressure. Because I didn't want to be there. So I'd get there and I'd just go. And they'd be like, Rick, you can't do it. It won't work that way. And I'm still alive today. So let me tell you, we are very blessed. And the doctors at Porter Heart Clinic and the nursing staff there are fabulous, too. We are very blessed in this community to have this. And when people complain, it's like you said, until you need them, you have no clue. So that's my input, and thank you very much for having this on. I think more people need to know that don't hide from your heart disease. Take it and go with it. You can live a longer life when you do. Have a great day. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Rick. You have a great day, and thank you so much for the phone call and the good words. And Ivy's beaming right now.
Thank you, Rick. That means a lot to me.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages with Miss Hollenrank.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Looking to grow your reach? Graphic North Printing is your expert in bulk mail services, delivering your message straight into the hands of your future customers. With nearly 50 years of serving Alaska's interior, they get it done right, on time, and on budget. From bold postcards and flyers to brochures, business cards, and self-inking stamps, Graphic North prints it all, and prints it all perfectly. Stop by off Old Steeves across from Taco King or visit graphicnorth.com. Graphic North Printing, where your image matters.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Getting a little personal here, but true story. So I hurt my knee, and a friend says, go see Dr. Kim Driftmeyer at McKinley Orthopedics. So glad I did. Turns out I needed surgery. Dr. Driftmeyer and his team took great care of everything right here in Fairbanks. MRI, physical therapy, surgery, all in one place. Easy, efficient, honestly, kind of pleasant. Oh, and did you know he's also an outstanding spine surgeon? Sports injury, broken bones, or just need a tune-up? Go see Dr. Kim Driftmeyer, McKinley Orthopedics. Trusted care, local team, real results.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today with highs around 27. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 13. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 23. About an inch of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, I have Ivy Carella-Hollenreich back in the studio here with me. We're going to take a divergence here because I always tell people it's what you don't hear that we talk about over our breaks that get really interesting. How does a person go about finding a doctor? This is for general practice. Is someone that's go see once a year or once every 6 months or once in a blue moon? How do you go about doing that?
That is difficult right now because we definitely, and we're not alone. Most of my nurse colleagues in Lower 48, it's the same situation. But there's definitely a shortage of providers in ratio to the people in our community. So it's going to be searching out. You can get recommendations from other friends, but pursue it while you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually be ahead of the time and you'll ask where the different clinics are, get people's recommendations, and then start calling around till you find one that's going to take you on. A lot of our providers that have been here for a while, they've got full practices, and believe me, they're just running constantly. They have so many patients. The benefit of being proactive is eventually we're going to need help, and it's best to have a provider that you've gotten to know, that you have some trust in them, and they know you, they know your history, they know your background. So if you do get into trouble, you do get ill, you've got someone who knows you, and you're not starting from scratch with somebody brand new, and you've got a good place with them, because otherwise, you end up in the hospital, then you end up with just whoever's available, not judging or anything, but you don't have much say in it, and they don't really know you. And so I highly recommend that you do search out a provider, get established with one, so that if and when down the road you do need help, you've got someone who knows you. But it is hard. You're going to have to call around. A lot of the places aren't taking patients. They're full.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a good answer for that, unfortunately. But take the time now while you can before things are critical, before you're in trouble.
About a year ago, I had a medical incident. So it wasn't what I called a dire emergency, but it's something I had to have taken a look at. I went to the first care there at the Tana Valley Clinic, South Wing, if you want to call it that. And I was remarkably impressed. They, you know, you're going through not an emergency room per se, but, and it's not your doctor, but everything they did for me and the follow-up phone calls from the person who saw me. I mean, I had 5 follow-up phone calls from the person who saw me. And there was other things that, you know, they had sent me to the imaging center and that, and just what they did in a remarkable, proficient, efficient, and quick way. I was just very impressed, I got to tell you. And I'm not easily impressed unless it's something I do.
Yeah. Well, and I really like first care. I've been going to Tana Valley Clinic since, 1960, 61. Mm-hmm. But I do like first care. I do like the care and the follow-up. I think they've been plagued with getting enough providers as well. Sometimes it's unfortunate you have a long wait, but they're doing their best until they get more providers. But always the care has been so spot on.
You know, it's getting seen is the toughest part. Once you're seen, it starts working. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Ivy Hollenrake, and your name is?
It's Charles, Dave. I know this one. I lost 60 pounds the first 6 months of this year.
Fantastic.
And I ate no grain at all. Grain gives you cooties on your intestines that prevent the proper digestion. Eat no grain at all. Wheat, oats, barley, rye, none of that.
Okay.
I also get accused of taking that Ozempic. I just laughed at them.
Okay.
Skinny Charlie now. They're looking for fat Charlie.
Okay, buddy, appreciate Charlie. I've only known him since I was in second grade too. Is that you? Well, hello, Dick Tracy.
I had to just cancel a call on my wristwatch.
Yeah. But yeah, so then going back into Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, you have different segments there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a hospital that tries to provide for all.
So you've got every department that you're going to need. You have your pediatrics, you've got your surgical and medical, you've got your labor and delivery, the nursery, you've got same-day surgery, recovery room, infusion center, ER, ICU. We try to cover every need, radiology and all the different radiological services, physical therapy, cardiac rehab, cardiology. That we partner with the cancer center. We try to cover every need. And then if it's not in the hospital, it's in our clinics to try to cover whatever the community needs for care.
How does a person get into the Denali Center?
I don't have as much information on that. I do know if they're inpatient and they need some care. So the Denali Center, as I understand it, has different wings that are like long-term, say, for lack of a better word, dementia center. There are different wings in there, but the one wing I'm more familiar with is the one for kind of short-term rehab that, like my mom when she broke her hip.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't able enough to go home. She needed therapy, and she wasn't stable enough to go home. So she stayed there 6 months with the care.
Wow.
She had other things going on, so hers was complicated. But so that was the avenue was through the hospital, through the providers, which from inpatient to they transferred her there. So beyond that, I would probably have to follow up with admissions there and to find out what the criteria is. And
Okay.
I know they have, for many, many years, have received the Eden Award for their environment. top-notch compared to comparing a lot of different long-term care centers throughout the country.
Seems like I'm always going to visit friends at the ICU unit.
That's, yes. Yes, we have an incredible ICU. The staff there are incredible. When I came here, I found that, you know, when I moved back here, I came from Providence and Anchorage and then from New Jersey prior to that. The highest number of nurses in ICU that I started working with, the highest percent that were critically certified in critical care and really top-notch. I honor those nurses, and they've won several awards over the years for their expertise and their top-notch care. I've always, myself and all my family that's received care has just been top-notch.
And again, this is a community-owned hospital. This is not corporate.
Yes, it is. And that's kind of unusual. So as I mentioned, in 67 after the flood, the community pooled together the money to start to build Fort Famous Memorial Hospital, which I believe opened in 72. And so that's kind of unique. And so we initially, and I think it was Lutheran Hospital and Home Society was who we first contracted with to manage it, which was eventually bought out by Banner Health. They merged. And so we were working with Banner Health. When we hired them, we were a community-owned hospital. We hired them to manage us. And the most hospitals are owned by Banner or Providence or these different big corporations, and they're owned and run by them. But we are owned by our community. So we have a lot of say in what happens at the hospital. And I want to tell you this for our future, it is important that we take care of that hospital. Get involved, come to the foundation meetings, and listen to how you can impact the success of our hospital, because we own it. If we lose our hospital, we lose our community. Our community will definitely hurt. So it's pretty cool. And it's another long story, but when we were ready to renew the contract with Banner, we chose, because we were not in alignment with our goals anymore with them, we just decided to go independent. And so the hospital is now running itself and hiring out certain different areas to help in. So this way we can more align it with our community needs and meet our community goals.
We have 2 minutes left, and I'm going to give you a homework assignment for your December show. Alzheimer's and dementia. Let's have a discussion on that. Is there different ways of food, exercise, or thoughts to keep that at bay? Things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm giving you a research assignment. Well, you have a minute left. How do you want to finish it?
Well, I just want to thank the community for all the support they have given me through these years. I have been blessed to work with a lot of history, a lot of people through the years that have been very meaningful to our town, and I've got to work with them at cardiac rehab. It's unfortunate they ended up there, but it was positive because we had a great opportunity. I got to take care of my former teachers, my former principals, my providers, my just people throughout the community, former customers from Corella's Corner. It's just been an amazing year I've had, or year, 32 years back here at the hospital, and I thank you.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Ivy, thank you so much for being on the show here with us. And the first Monday of every month, you're up, you're on, and start thinking about things you want to discuss and bring to the forefront of health and good living and taking care of yourself in Fairbanks, okay?
All right. God bless.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow with the Laundry House Gang.